family. Yes, Love we do. Talk
Radio.
Thank you for joining us this morning.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing, share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni hao. In India, namaste. In Japan, konnichiwa. In Korea, annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, zdravstvuyte. In Germany, guten tag. In Poland, dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, saubona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to my tiny house and my tiny house village. Hallelujah. I'm in my living room right now, ready to do some joint rolling. Yes, yes, yes. Believe it or not, it was in the 80s yesterday here in Florida. That's why I love Florida. I went for a walk in this beautiful park for over an hour, and I discovered a turtle. I forgot to look up the meaning of the turtle, because the turtle just appeared out of nowhere in this park. So that's the kind of life I live all the time. Animals, birds, bees especially. Bees are on my radar all the time. Bees attracted to royalty. Yes, that's me, royalty. Queen Beata, Dr. V, all that. I'm blessed, 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 too blessed to be stressed, and I'm very, very grateful to come to you every Friday and share over 35 years of experience and knowledge in the holistic healthcare field. So we got a lot to talk about, because in the news is the flu for some reason. It's January. It feels like March because it's spring here, 80 degrees. But so many people right now are suffering, either from grieving from the loss of loved ones or sickness. And so I'm here to lift you up, and bring you out of suffering into a place of high vibration. And knowledge is key. Knowledge is key. If you want to fly, first love yourself. Then the knowledge keeps lifting you up, lifting you up, lifting you up, so you continue to soar like an eagle. So today we're going to talk about winning this battle with the flu. And I didn't even think of it as a battle until I saw an ad by Pfizer, that big pharma company making lots of money. And I thought their ad said something about fighting the flu. And it got my attention. I said, are we fighting flu? So we're going to help you today to stop the battle and just win it every day because of consciousness, consciousness, consciousness. So thank you for being here. We roll some joints, right? We start with our neck roll because we're loosening up the joints after a full night, a good night's rest of laying down all day. The spinal cord gets a little wacky and a little out of alignment. And, it, you know, sometimes your discs are pinching on your nerves that run to your neck and other parts of your body. So when we roll our joints, we're loosening up all that stiffness from the night before, and we're bringing what they call synovial fluid to the joint so that you don't have achy joints. You don't have to have any more achy joints. Just rise up every morning. In fact, don't even get out of bed. Just lift those arms and legs up and start rolling joints and then sit up and roll your neck. But we start with some beautiful music, Time for Healing by the Sounds of Blackness. I love this music. I can't find anything better. So we just keep playing it because the words are very powerful and the music is perfect for us to roll around for about 6 minutes. So I hope you'll join me now in loving this temple, sacred temple that we live in. And that's part of the key to winning the battle over any flu or other virus, is loving this sacred temple. This is a sacred temple. So we're going to start this morning, first of all, by just lowering our chin and rolling our head around. This is the beginning of our joint roll. And then we're going to put some music on and roll the rest of the body. But I like to just concentrate on the neck first. Roll that neck around slowly. And this also loosens up the back and shoulders. When we do this rolling, we're loosening our back and shoulders. So if you're sitting at your desk, sometimes all you need to do is roll your neck around, your head around, basically. And that will help loosen up sometimes the shoulders and the back. Now let's go the other direction. Other direction. Ooh, I feel it right in there. So I love, love, love. Send some love to that shoulder area and just keep rolling. If you feel any pain, stop and slow down. Or take your hands and massage that area where you have the pain. But take your time. This show is not about changing your relationship with your doctor. If you have any acute or chronic conditions in your body, by all means, see your doctor or health professional. We are not here to replace any knowledge or advice that you may be receiving from your doctor. All right, so we've loosened up our neck. We're going to put on some music and play Time for Healing so we can get busy with rolling our shoulders. And then getting on our back and kicking our legs up and rotating our ankles and wrists. And then we're going to roll over and our elbows and knees. And then we're going to roll over on our back and on our side and can roll our leg around to get those hips lubricated. We want to keep these hips all nice and oiled. No hip surgeries, please. Let's just oil up the joints gently and thoroughly, and we'll be okay. So we're going to start with the music and just roll our shoulders back and forth and do some swimming in the sea of energy. Let's do this with Time for Healing.
Against their suit. shame, trying not to show it because of foolish pride. But pain is a sin that is hard to cover, and it's the reason we mistreat each other. Yeah.
Lymphatic system moving underneath in the pit of the arm is where you have lymph glands that need to be loved on and moved around. Same thing on the other side. Pat that arm down. Give yourself a little massage under the arm, in the armpit. Get a pit going, not a poo. We don't want a poof down here. If we have a poof, you got too much swelling. So let's keep the love going. Massaging, drink plenty of water and teas. Massage, breathing in and out. And let's just tap on the thymus gland right here in the middle of the chest. Tap on that love sign. That's your immune system. Power, the thymus gland. And let's just go around the breast and smooth out the lymph glands. Love the lymph glands around the breast. And give your microbiome a little tap down there, your microbiome down here. At your colon down there around your navel. You want to make sure that's functioning and feeling the love. Woohoo! All right. Congratulations. You've done your massage for the morning, your fly routine, and we're going to go into the studio. We got a lot to talk about because the big pharma energy is rolling with advertising for flu season. So I'm going to move into my studio back here. Quick move to the studio where my book cover is here. This is my dad, for those of you who are new. My dad's book, Sherman J. Howard, Football and Beyond. And that's why I do that. I'm an athlete. I was raised with a father who taught me how to swim. Or not taught, but took us to YMCA to swim. We did a lot of work as children to become athletes, and I'm still an athlete at 67. Will always be an athlete, keeping my body in its best shape ever. So thank you for joining me this morning. Now, we're talking about winning the battle with the flu. Now, I came up with that title because I'm scrolling through Facebook, and I see, I'm a little off here, yeah, I see an advertisement by Pfizer, big Pfizer Pharma, talking about fighting the flu with new jabs. They want to fight the flu with new jabs. In fact, they're preparing a new jab for the flu. They're losing money. That's what's going on. Losing money on the flu, at least. They made enough money on enough pawns last couple of years. So now they want to promote lots of advertising on Facebook for a flu jab, and the words were fighting the flu. And I thought, are we fighting? Are we in a battle? Yes, we're in a battle. Because I thought about the programming we've had since children in the United States of America. I've talked about this on my Sunday show. The programming is, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and truth, justice for all. Remember that pledge? We did that for how many elementary school years, and they were programming us. You know what else they were programming us with? That song about war. And we hear it all the time, the Star Spangled Banner. So let me play a hit reminder here of the music of the Star Spangled Banner, that program. The battle.
The Star Spangled Banner is the national anthem of the United States of America. This familiar song has a long and interesting history dating back more than 200 years to September of 1814. The new United States of America, barely more than 20 years old, was at war once more with Great Britain in a war called simply the War of 1812. War had been raging for more than a year and a half when a young American lawyer named Francis Scott Key was sent to a British ship, the HMS Minden, to negotiate the release of some American prisoners. The negotiations took a long time, and because Key had heard the British planning an attack on Baltimore, Maryland, they wouldn't let him go until after the battle. On September 13, 1814, the British attacked Fort McHenry as Francis Scott Key watched anxiously from a ship a few miles away. The battle was so fierce that Key was worried that the British would win. As the sun set, the sky turned red, giving a last glimpse of the American flag as the battle continued into the darkness. The fight raged on all through the rainy night, but once the rockets' red glare and bombs bursting in air stopped, Francis Scott Key could no longer see which flag was flying above the fort. It wasn't until morning, as the early light of dawn revealed the aftermath, that he could see that the American flag still flew, meaning that they had not been defeated. Key was so inspired that the next day he wrote a poem on the back of a letter he had in his pocket, and on September 16th, he was released in Baltimore, where he completed his poem. It was originally titled Defense of Fort McHenry, and was printed in newspapers from Georgia to New Hampshire. The poem was set to music, and various versions became popular, but it wasn't until 1889 that the song was first adopted for official use by the Navy. In 1916, President Woodrow Wilson ordered that the Star-Spangled Banner should be played at military occasions, and President Herbert Hoover signed the bill that officially adopted it as the national anthem on March 4, 1931. Although the song has four verses, most Americans today are only familiar with the first verse of the Star-Spangled Banner, which is sung everywhere from baseball games to firework displays and 4th of July celebrations. I hope you enjoyed learning about the Star-Spangled Banner. Goodbye till next time.
So we have been so programmed to have war in our minds, battles in our minds, that when it comes to the flu, something that the body naturally, normally, perfectly, we still think we're in a battle. And when you think about pledging allegiance to a flag of the United States of America and to the Republic, all that, I talked about that on Sunday. If you want to know more about what a corporatocracy is versus a republic, that's what the battle is we're in right now. We have been programmed since children to fight a battle. And now Big Pharma, particularly Pfizer, in January of 2023, is still wanting us to fight a battle, war. We are always, in the United States, focusing on war. Our government spends trillions of dollars every year on war, 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 war. Can we win the battle? Of course we can, especially this flu battle. This is nothing new. We're in a place where our minds are ready, our hearts are ready to stop the war. And I read this, I have to share this meditation I read actually yesterday, but it's so appropriate for what we're talking about today. The question of violence and danger in society. It occupies a lot of time, breath, and printer's ink. The possibilities of peace and safety take up very little. We need to have a Department of Peace in our government. And I believe the Women on the Female Solution, we've talked about this in lots of conversations, about it's time for a Department of Peace in every country, not war, but peace. It's common for us to think of containing violence by greater violence. The violence of weapons, of prisons, of riot squads, flu vaccines, how about that one? That's violent. And yet the teachers whose wisdom we prize above all others tell us that one cannot answer force with force, that only peace and detachment can meet violence and draw out its poisons. Oh my goodness, when I read this, I could only think about the flu, this propaganda of fighting a flu, violence and draw out its poisons. You know, viruses are actually poisons that have been created from the toxic environment in our body. No sane person wants war. Now, this really got me. No sane person wants war. So what does that tell us about our government, that they spend all this money on war? Are we dealing with sanity in our government? I don't think so. No sane person wants war. But what is it all about? It's all about the money. It's about what President Eisenhower, I believe, said about the military-industrial complex. This machine that keeps getting fired up, and fed all these years until the insanity rules in our government, because they all want war. Why? Not because it's good for, it protects our freedom in America. That's BS. Even the soldiers began to realize that. Many of my Vietnam veteran friends realized the lie that they were told when they were over there killing Vietnamese for freedom of America. It's insanity. That's what happened. We are so locked into violent patterns of thinking that many of us believe we should prepare for it, like the flu. It's a violent act. The flu is a violent act. That's what Big Pharma wants you to believe. This flu is violent, and we got the weapon for you. It's in a needle. How would we go about preparing for peace? How would we go about changing the symptoms in our body, the achiness, the fever, the runny nose? How do we go about changing that symptom that Big Pharma calls a battle and a fight? What are the first steps we could take? What is peace anyhow? We seem to know very little about it. A world is safe for mothers and daughters would be safe for fathers, sons, everyone else. Let us search our hearts to discover what we know of peace, and let us talk to one another together, work together to realize our knowledge. I shall not study violence anymore. Instead, I shall discover as much as I can about peace and safety, for in my life, peace begins with me. So today, brothers and sisters, let's talk about bringing peace to this body, not a battle against the, quote, flu, which is a virus that is a poison that was created from the environment in our body of toxins. We have too many toxins in our body. The body creates viruses to help get rid of the toxins that we've created by our food, by our thoughts, by our environment. And then how do we bring peace to this environment inside of us? Breathing. Peace comes when we breathe deeply, when we get into worship. I call deep breathing worship. I worship the Creator who gives me eternal life. In fact, I came up with a different pledge on Sunday. Instead of "I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic from which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, and liberty," I still remember that. I hadn't said that in years, but guess what? It's there because we were programmed. Let's do a new pledge. I'm suggesting a new pledge. I pledge allegiance, kingdom within me. The living kingdom. I pledge allegiance to the living kingdom within me and to the Creator that gives me eternal life. That's my pledge going forward. No more pledge allegiance to a flag of war. I love America. I love being in America. Let me make that clear. I am an American because I was born here in this country and I've lived here all my life. But I have visited all, I've been all over the world. I've been to Israel. I've been to Mexico. I've been to Australia. I traveled to Australia. So I'm blessed to have traveled all over the world. I've been to Paris. I've been to Jamaica. I've been to so many places that make me appreciate this land called Earth, number one. But especially America. I love this country, but this government needs a big overhaul, because we are corporatocracy, which means corporations lobbyists in particular are fueling the fear, division, and corruption. And so today we want to promote a peaceful body. And we're going to do that by understanding, first of all, what is it, what happens when you take the flu shot? When you take the flu shot, we need to understand the risk involved. When you see this propaganda, in what year was it? There was the swine flu in 1976. The swine flu created this hysteria for a jab, and something like 400 cases of Guillain-Barre, which is this disease of the immune system, neurological system, where people are disabled. They had 400 cases of Guillain-Barre from the swine flu shot in 1976. They shut the whole thing down because of 400 cases of Guillain-Barre from the swine flu shot, the jab. What happened in the last 3 years? You know what happened in the last 3 years, why they didn't shut down this COVID mess? The media. The media took over the narrative. The media took over the narrative about everything's going good, and what did we hear? It's safe and effective. That's what we heard. So now it's 2023. This is the seventh year of divine intervention, divine order. It's time to take back our power, pledge allegiance to this immune system, this sacred temple. We're pledging allegiance to this sacred temple within and the creator who gives us eternal life. That's my pledge. Out with the old, in with the new, 2023, and we're going to be blessed. All of us are going to be blessed when we confess a new order of things in this temple, in this mind. We're leaving off the old war and understanding what happened with the flu shot and why we don't need it.
Hi, my name is Jonathan Sweetek, and I'm the vaccine injury attorney with the Shannon Law Group. Our firm helps people across the United States recover financially and emotionally after vaccine injuries or adverse reactions to vaccines. And the way we do this is by filing petitions for compensation in the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. Guillain-Barré syndrome is an autoimmune disease where the immune system attacks your own nervous system. And there's no specific cause or known cause to Guillain-Barré syndrome. However, there has been a connection or a link to the influenza vaccine. And because of this, the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program now offers compensation for people who can show or demonstrate that they developed Guillain-Barré syndrome following a flu shot. And the criteria that you would need to demonstrate or show is that somewhere within 3 and 42 days after getting the influenza vaccine, you developed the symptoms and were diagnosed with Guillain-Barré syndrome. So what would those symptoms or signs look like after you get the flu shot? Well, sometime within that window, that 3 and 42 days, what we would expect to see is some weakness or tingling in the extremities, so in your feet or your hands. And this would slowly start to progress into numbness and weakness, may even affect your gait, would affect your ability to climb stairs or walk long distances. And those are some of the things that you would expect to see initially. Now, if you weren't getting treatment right away, this could even progress into paralysis or semi-paralysis. And in some cases, it may even affect your ability to breathe or to eat. So it's important that if you start experiencing these symptoms and you know that you got a flu shot, a few weeks before or a few days before, that you see treatment as soon as you can. So what would that treatment look like? Well, when you get to the hospital, what they would do is either do an IVIG therapy or a plasma exchange. And these two treatments have been very effective in reducing a patient's Guillain-Barré syndrome symptoms and halting the progression of those symptoms and getting you back on your feet. So once you get through, you know, those two treatments can take, you know, a week, 5 days in the hospital. But once you're through that treatment, the next step would be to get into therapy. So that you'd be doing physical therapy, you'd be doing occupational therapy, in some instances you'd be doing speech therapy, and you'd be doing this on a daily basis. And sometimes it can take weeks or months, but eventually most patients are able to recover fully from a Guillain-Barré syndrome disease. So it's important that you get treatment, and you get the right treatment, and most of the patients are able to recover. Some may have some residual symptoms, may have some residual weakness or residual numbness in their extremities, but the majority of them do developing Guillain-Barré syndrome following a flu shot. And logically, you're going to want to know what your options are, and that's what we do. We file petitions for those people in the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. And this program, you know, has been specifically set up for this reason, and they offer compensation in generally three different forms. First is any out-of-pocket medical expenses. So anything that you've had to pay out-of-pocket, deductibles, coinsurance payments, you know, treatments that aren't covered by insurance for this injury, that is all eligible to be reimbursed by the program. Likewise, if you've had to miss any time from work due to this injury, which likely you would have because you're going to be spending a lot of time in the hospital and therapy sessions, any time that you've missed from work is also eligible for reimbursement through the program. And then finally, they do offer compensation for pain and suffering, which is meant to compensate you for the severity of the pain and the symptoms, you know, that you experienced, but also the impact that it had on your daily life, and you know, in some cases continues to have on your daily life if you're fortunate enough to have some kind of residual symptoms or permanent symptoms. If you believe or suspect that you have suffered Guillain-Barré syndrome as a result of a flu shot, I'd invite you to contact us today to talk about your options for filing.
So in case you couldn't hear that so well, that was an attorney of law talking about the vaccine injury plan, that where you can get compensated for injuries, but it's an ordeal you have to go through. You might have to hire an attorney, but you have to prove that you were injured by this jab, and they will compensate you. Who's compensating you? Taxpayers of the United States. Certainly, the liability was erased back in 1986 from pharmaceutical companies, but there is a vaccine injury program that the United States government offers, and if you've been injured, and that was mainly related to Guillain-Barré syndrome from flu shots, 1976. As I said, they shut the whole vaccine program down because 400 people got Guillain-Barré syndrome. Today, we've had probably thousands of problems with, and nobody got shut down. Why? I said media. Media has covered and protected these pharmaceutical companies and our government from knowing the truth. We're here to tell you the truth, no matter what. So that's why we're having this discussion about winning the flu battle and going into peace. The battle of war is the rules of war. We need to know, understand, I think, the rules of war when it comes to the flu or anything else in your life. So I got this rules of war that I think I should play. So we understand the media and pharmaceutical, their agenda to promote the fear and a war when we are promoting peace. We're going to show you how to bring peace to this temple, not be in a battle, a lifelong battle, because symptoms show up. But rules of war. What is war?
Since the beginning, humans have resorted to violence as a way to settle disagreements. Yet through the ages, people from around the world have tried to limit the brutality of war. It was this humanitarian spirit that led to the first Geneva Convention of 1864 and to the birth of modern international humanitarian law. Setting the basic limits on how wars can be fought, These universal laws of war protect those not fighting, as well as those no longer able to. To do this, a distinction must always be made between who or what may be attacked and who or what must be spared and protected. Most importantly, civilians can never be targeted. To do so is a war crime.
When they drove into our village, they shouted that they were going to kill everyone. I was so scared. I ran to hide in the bush. I heard my...
So that was just a brief rules of war promotion by Big Pharma is ongoing. I wanted everybody to just realize, what's their primary objective? Fear. Did you hear the little boy? He was afraid. He was afraid. So when I see an ad pop up on Facebook about winning the flu battle or fighting the flu, I know right away, antenna, war and fear. They want us in fear. The media and Big Pharma want us to be in fear for this little flu thing that is just basically symptoms in the body trying to get rid of the poisons that we've allowed to enter either in our thoughts, either in our environment or our food or our drink or many other avenues. The skin is the largest organ, external organ that takes in the poison. So I want us to, as I go to the break, I want us to think about peace. We're going to establish a department of peace in this brain, first of all, in our bodies, and tell the media, fear-mongering media and pharmaceuticals to take a hike. Take a hike. We are done. We're done with your fear-mongering. We're done, done, done. This is 2023, number 7. Divine love, compassion, healing is at work here. Renewal of the mind. We're done with this fear-mongering. So don't pay any attention to the advertisements for free flu shots. When you see free flu shots and Guillain-Barré syndrome, that's the side effect that could show up in your body because we choose to take on a war element of a jab. That's a war element there, trying to promote war inside your body, because that's what happens when you keep putting chemicals and the pharmaceutical drugs in your body. You're going to have a war created inside. We are ambassadors of peace now. That's what we do. And let me go to the commercial and promote just that with our ad for peace, Director Shin Soo Kim. We'll be right back.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin Soo Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Crime in Chicago continued to increase. Community and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 community. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Chicagoans, get out there and vote for Willie Wilson. He's a humanitarian, I think. And I live in Florida, but I'm always rooting for the best for Chicago, my hometown. And Willie Wilson is the man. Go Willie. Go vote. Go Willie. He's a humanitarian, trying to fight crime and get rid of the evil elements. It's a battle. It's a battle. But we don't have to have a battle in our mind and in our hearts and our body with this FLU propaganda by big pharma. And how do we do that? Well, one way is to optimize our gut and brain bacteria. There's an interesting study that was done that discovered that even our brain has bacteria that relates to our microbe system. So let's see, I have a little piece on how to optimize that. Let's see, I think building Alzheimer's resistance, I believe it is. Let's go, I can barely see. Okay, I think this might be it, let's see.
One of the things that's come out just in the last 5 years is the importance of the microbiome. And the functional medicine crowd's been talking about it for 20 plus years, and we just didn't have good data. But today, there's a company that has more than 100,000 people's poop. And what they've done is they've gone through and sequenced everything. And I don't mean just high-level genetic stuff that's been available for a little while. They're using technology that was invented by a national laboratory for biowarfare detection. And this means that they're looking at viruses, fungus, bacteria, parasites, the percentage of human DNA, how much gut shedding you have, and a very simple test. And this company called Viome has actually added 10,000 new species to our database of bacteria that lives in the gut that we just didn't know about before. So it's the golden age of figuring out what's going on in the gut. And we found some shocking things. We also have better imaging than we ever have. So people started looking inside cells when they're alive. And we can see this level of detail that you couldn't get from an electron microscope. And they found something that completely defies all understanding. Inside the brains of perfectly healthy people, there are bacteria. There's a microbiome in your brain. How weird is that? And we thought we knew everything about it, blood-brain barrier. There's a lot of BS in the story of the blood-brain barrier. And it turns out these are the same species of bacteria that live in the gut. So these things are part of us. And that means that if you eat foods that disrupt your gut bacteria, you don't eat enough fiber, or you eat industrially raised meat that had antibiotics in it, that you are probably not going to live as long. People who age well and live a very long time have way more diversity in their gut bacteria. There's more species present. And as we age, you can actually predict someone's age within a couple of years just based on looking at their gut bacteria populations. Old people have bad poop. Can I just say it? And how do we fix that? Well, it turns out what you eat is key. When I started writing Superhuman, I used the Viome test and I quantified I had 48 bacteria in my gut. And one of the problems there is that I travel extensively, about 150 days of the year, and it's really hard to get enough vegetables when you travel. You can get veggies at home, but you go to a restaurant and you say, I would like a plate of vegetables. and they bring you 3 spears of asparagus. And then you say, I'll give you $1,000 for a plate of vegetables, and you get 6 spears of asparagus. They just don't understand what a plate of vegetables looks like. And the people live a long time. They eat a plate of vegetables with a moderate to small amount of grass-fed or wild-caught protein and lots of healthy, undamaged fats. That's the recipe. You can't buy that. So I put together a prebiotic. And a prebiotic is a set of things that good gut bacteria will eat. It turns out prebiotics have more of an influence on what's going on in your gut than probiotics, and both can be useful. Over the course of writing Superhuman, I was able to raise the number of species in my gut from 48 to 196. And that is a very healthy, diverse population. And all I had to do was add a couple scoops of prebiotics to my bulletproof coffee every morning. It's not that hard to do. You can also eat a variety of spices and herbs and vegetables, and there's all sorts of things. I do that too, but even when I did that, I wasn't hitting the numbers I wanted. On the flip side of that, there is a type of bacteria that's responsible for keeping your gut lining intact, and it's called Acromantia. We didn't really know much about this. We just thought, oh, this is the stuff that eats the mucus that lines your gut. And yes, you have mucus in your gut. It doesn't sound very attractive, but it's way more attractive than having the food you eat soak through your gut lining into your blood and cause inflammation everywhere, which is what happens when you don't have healthy Acromantia. This stuff, its job is to eat the mucus and then refresh the mucus. It's a really cool part of keeping your barriers intact, so that you can extract the energy and the nutrients from your food without taking a biological hit from what you ate. That means you got to eat the right stuff. But how do you make this bacteria stronger and healthier? It's pretty amazing. You do it by not eating. And the people who live a long time practice fasting. Now, when I weighed 300 pounds, I ate 6 meals a day. I was sure that if I didn't eat all the time that my body would go into starvation mode and I'd put on even more fat, as if there was room for more fat in my skin. And it turns out that's not how it works. Today, there's something called intermittent fasting that's been a core part of the bulletproof lifestyle and the bulletproof diet. You basically skip breakfast and you eat what you're going to eat for a whole day in a 6 or an 8 hour window. So you have lunch and dinner, and it's not particularly painful to do that, even though it sounds like, oh my goodness, when you're eating enough fat, it's completely good to go. But that window where there's nothing in your stomach makes the good gut bacteria sort of wake up and say, oh, I guess I should refresh the lining of the stomach. Basically gives you a chance to run some repair systems. But if you're always full of food, you have your midnight snack, you eat before bed, and you eat every little while, your gut doesn't get to go through the normal cycles that the gut should go through. So more prebiotics, and don't eat sometimes. Today, as you'll read about in the book, I oftentimes, once a week, once every couple weeks, I just won't eat for 24 hours. And instead of feeling, oh, this is like running a marathon, it's so terrible, because I have metabolic flexibility. Well, I get that because I eat enough fat and because I don't always have carbohydrates. And that means 24 hours without food, no big deal. I didn't have any food this morning. I probably will eat lunch, but I might not have time, and I won't notice that I don't do lunch.
So I hope that was helpful for you to realize the peace that we want in our bodies that the media and big pharma are fighting against is that we have to be disciplined. I hope you heard that old people have bad poop. Oh, old people have bad shit, in other words, because we have not been fasting enough. One, we've been eating for comfort more and more as we get older. I have some people in my life who one of their favorite foods is a Burger King fish sandwich. Yikes. If that's the only thing you eat once a month, that's fine. Once a month, maybe. But if you're eating a Burger King fish sandwich every week, that's why your poop is bad. So we're talking today about bringing peace to this sacred temple. I'm pledging allegiance to this sacred temple and to the Creator who gives me eternal life. That's my new 2023 allegiance. I'm coming out of the brainwashing of I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, I haven't said that since I was in elementary school, but it's in my brain. It's in my brain. And if they're still doing that to children, we need to stop it. Stop it. Because, number one, this is not a republic that we're living in right now. We're going to bring it back to a republic. Because, as I said on Sunday, we're pledging allegiance to the flag of a republic. The republic means that the people have supreme power over the people, over the government and the elected officials. But we all know that's not true because the lobbyists, the corporatocracy is ruling in this country. But 2023 is our year to take back our country. Number one, take back this country, our human body. We are going to bring peace. And if you choose to eliminate the bad poop as a senior citizen, then you have to start fasting more and more and choose not the Burger King fish sandwiches, but choose an orange or an apple. This morning, let me share with you my routine. I've been in intermittent fasting for a while. I don't eat till noon, a full meal till noon, and usually noon till sometimes 9 or 10 at night. So that's why I'm dedicated to not eat in the morning until noon. But this morning, I discovered mushrooms because I went into a health food store. If you're watching on Facebook, I discovered this mushroom master blend, 10 mushroom species, 3 botanical adaptogens, certified organic mushroom powder, and banana. It has all the best mushrooms that you could want in your body. Mushrooms are the thing this year. You need to get more mushrooms in your body because they are powerful sources of energy and energy from Mother Earth, for one, and minerals, lion's mane, reishi, cordyceps, turkey tail, chaga, king trumpet, maitake, Amtrodia camphorata, shiitake, agaricus blaze. And then the botanical adaptogens are astragalus, ginkgo biloba, and holy basil help manage stress, inflammation. This has been wonderful for me to keep my energy up when I do my workouts and just to keep my blood sugar balanced before noon. It's by a company called OHM, Mushroom Superfood OHM. This little bag cost me $24, and you only need a small scoop. It's like a quarter of a teaspoon. And what I do is I put it in either my black tea that I have, green tea, super, any of my teas that I drink in the morning. I put my mushroom blend in there, and I add my nut milk. Because as he said, if you get enough fat in your diet, I do almonds and macadamia nuts, coconut flakes, and sometimes a little tahini in there, sesame butter, and cinnamon, and make your own nut milk, you're going to get a lot more fat in your diet. So this is what I'm enjoying this morning until noon is my mushroom coffee. And if you drink coffee, that's fine. When you add that mushroom powder to it, you're getting some super, super in nutrition, antioxidants, and all the good things that mushrooms can bring into your body. So I strongly advise you to add mushrooms to your diet somehow, some way. Not just cooking them in a stir fry. That's nice. But we really should take advantage of all these super mushrooms that bring us amazing nutrition and then really start thinking about fasting. Now, another area that I've been concerned about for our seniors. Oh, I think I missed. Okay, it's time for a commercial break. I was late on the last one. Let me go to another break. When we come back, 5 ways to build Alzheimer's resistance. I don't know if you realize Alzheimer's and dementia are an epidemic in this country, if not the world. So I'm going to give you the best ways to build resistance to that so that we can continue all year long. No battles, just peace, just bringing peace to this sacred temple. And that's what we were built on. Pledge allegiance to the kingdom within and the Creator who gives us eternal life. There's life, life, life in these cells, 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 and the media and big pharma and all those corporate entities, part of the corporatocracy we now in. Out. You're out this year. Out. We're commanding you to leave our lives, and it's up to us to bring the peace to these bodies. So we're going to take a quick break so I can be on time this hour, and we will be right back after these messages. Let's see, where are we?
We all say we would like to be wealthy, but wealth isn't determined by how much money you have. Wealth is determined by your power to define what money is. The dictionary defines money as something used as a way to pay for goods and services and to pay people for their work. So how would you like to have access to an unlimited source of money? Money that is not taxed by the government. Money that increases as you share the opportunity with others. Money that you can use to pay for goods and services and pay people for their work. I'm talking about Bitcoin. It's the future of independent wealth building. Bitcoin is the new money that you control. Get started building your wealth. Call 312-849-3456. That's 312-849-3456.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Viata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Joining me this morning, we're promoting a peaceful, peaceful temple. This kingdom within us is all about peace. And when it gets out of balance, you're going to feel runny nose, achy, feel a fever. We don't have to go to war. We have to get back to peace. When our body speaks to us with inflammation, headache, remember what he said about poop. Old people have bad poop. So what does that mean? Old people have to stop eating for comfort. That's what we do. We love eating chips and fish sandwiches from Burger King. But that's what we do because we're older. And then ice cream. I have my centenarian friend. He's 100 years old. I go to visit him in his assisted living place. You know what he does? He's blind in his left eye. He has a pacemaker, and he has diabetes. And he's got assisted living, so the doctors take him wherever. He had to sell his house to live in this $4,000 a month place. But what he loves to do at night is eat his ice cream and then take his insulin shot and go to bed. That's his life. 100 years old, do what the hell you want at 100 years old. You got one foot in the grave. Have fun. Eat two bowls of ice cream. You're on your way out because he's taking all the jabs and the boosters and all that. And every time I would visit him, he'd say, did you take the jab? No, I didn't take the jab. You need to take the jab. I'm like, no, you enjoy your 100-year-old life. I'm going to enjoy. I'm still 67. I still have some time. I'm not there yet. I haven't lost my vision in my eye. I don't have a pacemaker yet. I don't have diabetes. So I'm going to be a little more disciplined. I still have some time. So we want to encourage you to be more disciplined because you do have plenty of time. This is your year. This is our year to have bring peace, temple. I pledge allegiance to the kingdom within me and the creator who gives me eternal life. Hallelujah. That's my pledge. And I'm trying to get rid of that pledge of allegiance to the flag that's still in my brain. I don't know how I still remember it, but that's how well they programmed us as children. And now Big Pharma's trying to program us to think the flu is a battle, it's a fight. And you can't fight this battle alone. You need Big Pharma. And they're working on new jabs, so they're looking for guinea pigs. If you want to test out their new jab and be one of the many who have tested the jab and they're out of here, then that's what's going to happen. So I have another audio I want to play, but first let me go to the phones. If you have any comments, please, please call in early and don't wait till the last half hour. We want to hear from you. We want to encourage you. We want you to be enlightened and free and peace-filled so that you don't fall for all this propaganda that's coming. I can't go on Facebook without an ad about Big Pharma. So it's coming. It's here. Let us be prepared. Let's go to the phone. 773-977, your mic is open. Welcome. What's your name? What you call? Where are you calling from?
Well, good morning. Good morning to all. God is good. And this is Lois in Chicago, Illinois, here
Welcome.
By the Lakeshore Drive. And I really am enjoying myself. I have people listening to our conversation this morning regarding this jab, and this show is so wonderful. I just wanted to say my mother once told me, my mother, the late Clara May Trask, she told me, she says, all shit stinks. She said, now, when you find somebody whose shit doesn't stink, she said, you got somebody. She said, but now, all shit stinks. Now, I don't know, from what I'm hearing, if you take a bowl of vegetables, your shit won't stink. Is that true?
That and some other things, yes.
Well, now, also, I find as a senior citizen, and I'm 73 years old, thank you, Jesus, and I know God has some more time here for me, and all of us, as a matter of fact. My father, the late James Trask Sr., said, when you were born, God had the date set that you're going to die. So it's up to you to be abundantly happy in life until that time comes. Nobody can take you away until God says so. So that's my belief. But now the jab is the most important thing going on right now. My brother Troy Trask, Donahue Trask, is in Kendra's Memorial. They have him on life support machine and dialysis machine. He's fully jabbed. He has been total brain dead since January 3rd. And they've given him at least 8 dialysis. He's in dialysis as we talk on this Blog Talk radio show. And it's a shame before God, because I understand that if you're on a life support machine, you're supposed to be in a hospital, not in a rehab. You know, so, you know, we have to just continue to pray and listen to what Rietta is telling us, because this is from God. This is from her father, whom I knew very much, and a lot of children who he taught. So this is from God. This is nothing that we're playing with. Nobody's paying for this show. We're not giving anything for it, and we should send in donations. You don't never hear Naima say, send me some money. But so that's what we all should do. We work together. And Vida, thank you so much, and thank you for this time. And if you can talk to that jab and that flu jab. Those are the most important things that's going on in society, and thanks for giving it to God's people. Love you all, and this is Lois in Chicago.
Thank you so much, Lois. And back to your question about what makes your shit stink, your poop stink. Dead things make your poop stink, because what we create in our colon is a cemetery. When we're constantly putting dead things in our mouth, it has to go down that esophagus into the small intestines through the stomach. You realize the pathway that food takes to get out and from the anus, then you know why stuff stinks, because it's dead. We put dead animals in our body. We put processed food in there. The processed food is dead. There's no life in processed food that comes out of a can or a bag. We put all this dead food instead of like yogurt, kefir, which is more living food, has microbes in it, fruit, vegetables, living food. So what makes it stink? Dead food, which is processed, and dead animals. Those are the main two, in my opinion, ingredients to make your poop stink. And then what makes it fresher smelling is fasting, letting go of the perverted appetite and letting the body rest and do its thing. You know that movie by Tyler Perry, I Can Do Bad All By Myself? Well, I always think about the human body can do good all by itself. You don't have to put anything in it. You just have to have a mind that loves yourself, that treats yourself well, that goes out into nature, breathes fresh air, takes walks, exercise, moves the body, do your joint rolling in the morning, give praise and thanks, and the words that come out of our mouth will create a fresh, sweet-smelling poop. So thank you, Lois. We pray that your brother will recover, and no matter what, that he's in the hands of the Most High, who has the day of his departure in the calendar. So we just bless you, Lois, to have the strength and the love in your heart to share your message with others so that they'll wake up, because we got a lot of people who are asleep and being used as pawns these last few years. We're just on a chessboard. We're playing this multi-dimensional chess game right now with all this psycho elite and their war machine, and we're going to focus on bringing balance to this body. Now, here's an important way to avoid Alzheimer's. We want to build Alzheimer's resistance, because why? It's an epidemic right now. Along with the propaganda over on that side of the table or that side of the board, we got Alzheimer's building on another side of the chessboard. So we want to build resistance, and here's some advice on how to do that.
People think that memory is supposed to be perfect. They think it's designed to remember everything they want to remember. And this just isn't how it works. Our brains are not designed to remember people's names, to do something later, or to catalog everything we encounter. But what I found over and over is that everybody over the age of 50, 60, 70, they think that all kinds of forgetting mean they have Alzheimer's. They'd say things to me like, well, I'm always forgetting names, and if I don't write down what I have to do later, I won't remember to do it. And I'm always walking into the kitchen and I don't know why I'm in there. So these people are panicked and afraid and stressed out and really ashamed of these moments of forgetting, which are actually totally normal. My name is Lisa Genova. I am an author and neuroscientist. The name of my book is Remember, The Science of Memory and the Art of Forgetting. I've been talking about Alzheimer's using Still Alice as a vehicle for that conversation for over a decade, trying to help folks understand what it feels like to have Alzheimer's and to recognize what those symptoms of dementia are. Alzheimer's begins with a protein called amyloid beta. It's a sticky protein. It'll bind to itself and form amyloid plaque. And if enough amyloid plaques accumulate in your brain, at some point it reaches a tipping point that causes neurofibrillary tangles, neuroinflammation, cell death, and all of the symptoms that we classically know of as Alzheimer's. Prior to that tipping point, you're symptom-free. It's sort of like if you have high cholesterol, it doesn't mean you're going to have a heart attack. So below the tipping point, you're symptoms of forgetting are all normal. Why did I come in this room? Where did I park my car? Oh, what's his name? I need to remember to buy something later. I forgot. That's totally normal. After the tipping point, the glitches in memory formation and retrieval are different. Alzheimer's begins in your hippocampus, the very place in your brain that's responsible for forming new memories. So the very first symptoms of Alzheimer's will be not remembering what someone said a few minutes ago, repeating yourself over and over because you don't remember what you just said, not remembering what happened last week, even if it was really emotional, meaningful, new, surprising, or repeated. Things that you would normally remember from last week won't get consolidated because your hippocampus is under attack. Alzheimer's will move. It doesn't just stay in your hippocampus. It invades your frontal lobe. So you'll have problems with problem solving, decision making. It invades parts of your brain that have to do with where things are in space. So you might get lost in the neighborhood you've lived in your whole life. It will invade the parts of your brain that have to do with language. So you'll start having trouble coming up with words more and more. The disease will move on to your limbic system and cause changes in emotion and personality. So what's the good news here? There's actually a lot of it. The vast majority of what we forget every single day is totally normal and probably will be throughout your lifetime. For the vast majority of us, Alzheimer's is not our brain's destiny. Only 2% of folks have Alzheimer's that is 100% inherited. This accumulation of amyloid plaques takes 15 to 20 years and can be influenced by how we live. So what are the things that influence those amyloid plaque levels? Sleep. While you sleep, there are cells in your brain called glial cells. These are the janitors of your brain. It's the sewage and sanitation department. They get really busy clearing away all of the metabolic debris that accumulated in your brain while you were in the business of being awake. And one of the things it critically clears away is amyloid beta. So if you don't get enough sleep, the glial cells won't have enough time to do their jobs, and you'll wake up in the morning with some extra amyloid in your brain that wasn't cleared away. If this happens over decades, right, 15 to 20 years of amyloid plaque accumulation, you are increasing your risk of developing Alzheimer's. Diet. There have been many really good studies that have shown that being on a Mediterranean or mind diet can reduce your risk of Alzheimer's from anywhere from a third to a half. This means eating the rainbow, the green leafy vegetables, the brightly colored fruits and berries, fatty fishes, nuts, beans, olive oils. That's the food that's going to support your brain health and help you prevent Alzheimer's. Exercise. It works to reduce your risk of Alzheimer's. A brisk walk for 30 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week is enough to decrease your amyloid plaque levels and reduce your risk of developing Alzheimer's by a third to a half. Again, this is significant. If I offered you a pill that would reduce your risk of Alzheimer's by 50%, you'd take it. So we want to get up and move around. Chronic stress is really bad for our memory, both today in creating new memories, and it will increase your risk of developing Alzheimer's in the future. With chronic stress, your cortisol levels remain elevated. You're in a constant state of fight or flight. This is really bad for your hippocampus. It will actually shrink the size of your hippocampus by inhibiting neurogenesis. It will inhibit the birth of new neurons there. So now you've got a smaller structure that's essential for the formation of new memories and is the very first place hit by Alzheimer's. This is why we want to do things that manage stress. Yoga, meditation, mindfulness, exercise, and being with people. All of these have been shown to restore your cortisol levels, and it will restore the size of your hippocampus. Learning new things. Let's say you haven't done any of those things I just mentioned. Let's say you're chronically sleep deprived, you're watching Netflix till 3 a.m., you've been raising kids for decades, you're a woman, you've gone through menopause. I don't need to list all that. Let's say your amyloid plaque levels have reached that tipping point. It's triggered the cascade that causes Alzheimer's. If you've lived a life where you're cognitively active, you're regularly learning new things, you are building what we call a cognitive reserve. Every time you learn something new, you're building new synapses. You're building new neural connections. So what does this have to do with Alzheimer's? If I have some Alzheimer's disease pathology present in my brain, amyloid plaques are gunking up the connections between a certain number of neurons, blocking some synapses. But what if I've built a lot of redundant connections? I've got an abundance and a redundancy in connections. I can dance around those roadblocks. I can take detours and still get to the memory I'm trying to get to. So learning new things gives us a way to build an Alzheimer's resistant brain. The good news is a lot of these lifestyle factors work as well as any pill that we might develop for preventing Alzheimer's. We just have to do them. Forgetting due to Alzheimer's is scary, but normal forgetting, the stuff we forget every day, shouldn't be.
Get smarter, faster with videos from the world's biggest thinkers. To learn even more from the world's biggest thinkers, get Big Think.
So how do you feel about those ways to resist Alzheimer's? Are you feeling at peace that you're doing some of those things? Are you learning new things? Let's not be afraid to use the self-checkout at the grocery store, at the everywhere. They're showing up everywhere. Don't be afraid to use those. That's one of those learning new things that comes easy. Go right up to the self-checkout and start pushing buttons. And they usually have someone there to help you. So don't be afraid of self-checkout. It really is the thing to come. AI is here. Artificial intelligence is everywhere. And that's just a minor introduction to AI, is having a self-checkout. So don't be afraid. And then when it comes to sleep, if you do have trouble sleeping, don't go to sleeping pills, but try natural things like melatonin. And there are lots of sleepy teas in the grocery store. You don't even have to go to a health food store to get teas to help you sleep. And if even if you have to double up on the bags, I've done that for years with certain teas that I buy. If I don't get enough sleep, I'll double up the next night, and it puts me right to sleep. But melatonin is really a good option for sleeping. So I hope those things will help you, especially relax that you're not in Alzheimer's if you don't remember where your keys are, or you don't remember why you came into a room, which happens to me a lot. And then learning new things is just really key to build up that part of your brain. Now, I want to just go over a few health news items to help us process all this propaganda that is being bombarded. There's so many things that people are doing to bring fear to us, and we can ignore it or we can just process it to realize we have a brain that can take action. One of the emails I got yesterday was from the Children's Health Defense, and they're saying urgent action needed to stop COVID boosters. The FDA has scheduled jabs and related biological products advisory committee meeting on January 26th. Now, if you want to be proactive in this, then you can go to the Children's Health Defense and do something about this corrupt FDA and so many other organizations that are promoting lies and deceit and just so many other things going on. But then some of the headlines that would make us pray more, that there's a lawsuit going on about COVID-related content. The White House has colluded with Twitter to do certain things. Hundreds of Tylenol lawsuits allege retailers knew acetaminophen during pregnancy could cause autism and ADHD. So we can be so proactive when we hear these news to change our behavior. CNN said vaccine advisors, angry, disappointed, Moderna, FDA, and CDC hid data on COVID boosters. And here's one that is really important. When we look at Pfizer is now promoting flu shots. Pfizer, this is an article from The Defender that we should all be aware of. The Defender, Children's Health Defense by Robert Kennedy Jr. Pfizer has a long history of fraud, corruption, and using children as human guinea pigs. That's right. Their CEO, Albert Bourla, claim he has a strong German accent, which is very suspicious in itself. They claim during November 21 interview that a small group of medical professionals who are intentionally circulating misinformation critical of the Pfizer vaccine narrative are criminals. But Bourla didn't mention the criminal history of his own company. So who is the biggest misinformation source in the world? I would say the media, but they like to turn it around and accuse average citizens of being the criminals. So this guy, CEO Albert Bourla, saying he's one of the most significant cultural transformations of the last 2 years has been the newfound glorification of the pharmaceutical industry. An industry plagued by decades of fraud, corruption, and criminality managed to quickly rebrand itself as the savior of humanity during the COVID crisis. But nothing has inherently changed. Big Pharma still values shareholders' profits more than people's lives. The regulatory agencies still operate as revolving doors to the pharmaceutical giants they are said to regulate. So you've got people who work in the CDC, FDA, who regularly go to work for pharmaceutical companies. So they are all in bed together. Big Pharma still dominates lobbying efforts in Washington, D.C., and spends billions every year advertising their products. And here's a long history of criminal behavior of PFIZER, the ones who are promoting the flu shot now. You just wake up to the reality of this situation that we're in, where this company, corporation, is promoting another one of its products for us to trust in. Is this a nightmare or a twilight zone, or is just another wake-up call? So here's just a brief history of their criminal behavior, in case you were not aware. 1992, they agreed to pay between $165 million and $215 million to settle lawsuits arising from the fracturing of its Bjork-Shiley convexo-concave heart valve, which at the time had resulted in nearly 300 deaths by 2012 and had resulted in 663 deaths. 1994, Pfizer agreed to pay $10.75 million to settle Justice Department claims that the company lied to get federal approval for a mechanical heart valve that has fractured, killing hundreds. Under this settlement, Pfizer also agreed to pay $9.25 million in coming years to monitor patients who receive the device at Veterans Administration hospitals or pay for its removal. The deal was criticized by consumer rights activists who urged government officials to bring criminal charges. In 1996, Pfizer administered an experimental drug during a clinical trial on 200 children in Nigeria, but never told the parents that their children were the subjects of an experiment. 11 of the children died, and many others suffered side effects such as brain damage and organ failure. Now, this is something that's on YouTube called Nigerian Pfizer Victims Compensation Fears. In 2002, Pfizer agreed to pay $49 million to settle allegations that the drug company defrauded the federal government of 40 states by charging too much for its cholesterol treatment, Lipitor had sales of $6.45 billion in 2001. In 2004, Pfizer agreed to plead guilty to two felonies and pay $430 million in penalties to settle charges that it fraudulently promoted the drug Neurontin for unapproved uses. 2008, New York Times published an article entitled, Experts Conclude Pfizer Manipulated Studies. Pfizer delayed the publication of negative studies, spun negative data to place it in a more positive light and controlled the flow of clinical research data to promote its epilepsy drug, Neurontin. This is just the tip of the iceberg. 2009, they paid $750 million to settle 35,000 claims that its drug Rezolin was responsible for 63 deaths. And then finally, 2010, Pfizer was ordered to pay $142 million in damages for violating federal anti-racketeering law by its fraudulent sale and marketing of Neurontin. 2010, New York Times published an article, Pfizer gives details on payments to doctors. Pfizer admitted that it paid about $20 million to 4,500 doctors and other medical professionals for consulting and speaking. Do I need to go any further? No. And yet, this government trusted Pfizer and Moderna and all the others to distribute its product to millions of people in the United States, throughout the world, and more from a virus. Let us sit on that for just a second or two while we go to a commercial break and really think about pledging allegiance to the kingdom within and getting rid of all these corrupt corporations that have killed millions at this point. And we'll be right back after these messages.
What happens when a group of people are kidnapped from their homes, smuggled away in chains, and held captive in a foreign land where they are tortured, raped, and forced to perform hard labor by the lash of a whip and under the constant threat of death? Slavery, the African-American psychic trauma. What happened to the doctors, writers, scientists, builders, educators, and spiritual leaders from Africa's golden age? Who did they really capture and sell into slavery? Are all African-Americans suffering from psychic trauma because of a conspiracy to hide their true identities? Do you have psychic trauma? Take the test on page 22 of the book and see. Order it online today at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. And get your personally autographed copy of the book, Slavery, the African-American Psychic Trauma.
Taxes are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost, and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Do you or your organization need space for an event? Call the Quarry Event Center at 2423 East 75th Street in Chicago for your parties, banquets, award ceremonies, repasses, concerts, and business seminars, available 7 days a week, now under new management. Call us at the Quarry at 773-663-2557. That's 773-663-2557.
battle by promoting peace. That's what we're doing. We're promoting peace in this vessel of love. And we are pledging allegiance to the kingdom within and to the Creator who gives us eternal life, not these corrupt, crooked politicians or these corrupt, crooked, evil, lying corporations. So as we promote more peace in our bodies, our mind, renewing our minds as to who we're going to trust, I want to share this message from our sister in Kenya, because this is a global platform. A Female Solution is all about connecting all over the world to people in other countries, because they are our sisters and brothers, and we need to stop dropping bombs on people in other countries, building up the industrial war complex in the United States, which means we got to get rid of most of our politicians who are promoting this craziness against our brothers and sisters in other lands. But this is a message from Dr. Mumbai Saraki. She's a beautiful spiritual sister who is really amazing in her awareness and consciousness about what's going on all over the world. Even though she's at the mountains of Kenya, she's always conscious of what's going on over in the United States. And I want us to just connect to her this morning as we let go of all the matrix-oriented activity of vaccines and all that. We embrace what she says is a message from our ancestors. So this is Dr. Mumbi from Kenya.
It is only through the renewal of mind and reconfiguration of our thoughts that we are able to position ourselves to receive all the blessings that God has set aside for us. For it is not us who are waiting for the blessing, but rather the blessing that is waiting for us to be in the right frame of mind to receive it.
I hear a clarion call. It's time to rise and shine. Time to get what's mine. Yeah.
Dai, 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 you family, and welcome to another episode of, a special message from the Ancient Ones. My name is Dr. Mumbi Saraki. How you doing? How's everything going? I really do pray that you are well in all your ways, family, and that you're continuously, upgrading the information you have, exposing yourself to all kinds of knowledge, family, so that you can build a narrative vehicle that will get you out of Babylon alive, because really what they've captured is like the mind. And because they've captured the mind, they've literally starved the soul and, turned the world upside down and back to front. They've done everything. They've done the most, family. But those are stories for other days. Special shout out, of course, to our Patreon family. Thank you so much for supporting us on there. We have released some really good books on there, and we do have exclusive daily content. So definitely consider supporting us on there and also sponsoring the show with a love donation so that we can continue to bring you the awakening news from the motherland. And the message today, family, is that we have to recognize that we have moved into the spiritual world. We have moved into spiritual time. And what that means is that our thoughts now more than ever are creating our reality, and there's not much of a relapse. And our thoughts are acting as magnets to attract different people, different experiences to us. And we're literally in like instant karma time, where before you could have said something and you would have experienced the repercussions years down the line and not even connected it to the thing you said, you'd said a couple of years ago. But right now you're reaping what you're sowing, like literally within the same season. And so it's extremely important, family, to train yourself to start to move extremely mindfully. Be extremely mindful of the kind of thoughts you have about yourself, of the kind of thoughts you entertain about others, of the kind of words you release from your mouth about others, about situations, about experiences, about your hopes, about your aspirations, about the world, just what you talk about. Because whatever you're talking about and giving your attention to, shows what side, what team you're on, family. It shows what side of this bat, of this equation you're on. Because Babylon did everything to capture and enslave our attention. And now we have to pull our attention back. And they've done so much to miss us, you know, to mix us up and mess us up, family. So don't throw your energy around, because right now there's a lot of people who are activated. They're moving in their spiritual power. You may not see it. You may see them as different, or you may be like, oh, they've changed a little bit or whatever. It's not just little old them anymore. They're not in the school of life anymore, family. They're moving in their spiritual assignment, which means now more than ever, they're not even moving alone. So you may send a thought of envy, of jealousy, of even just putting down that person. And it will come back and smack you in the face, family. It will mess up your, you know, it will mess up your own opportunities, because you'll have to pay for those thoughts if they're not the truth, with your own blessing, family. The currency right now is your energy. And a lot of people are so wasteful with their energy, with the thoughts and the gossip and the kind of, even the things they watch online and the things that they're occupying their time with. You know, Babylon wants you to feel like you have all the time in the world, but you don't. There are some very powerful beings, even people that you see online. Family, you day by day, I told you we were in judgment season, like 2 years ago. Day by day, you are deciding the quality of your life. There are some very powerful wizards of the darkness and wizards of the light that are on these YouTube channels of this world giving information. Some of you are putting yourselves in jeopardy and in danger by sending these people negative vibes. It's better you don't even watch them. There are some who have created channels now to literally channel your energy to them, to literally energy harvest, because they see how desperate, you know, Babylon did that on purpose, where they make us look outside of ourselves, and people are so desperate for answers and desperate for someone to tell them what to do, or, you know, because we've been made to doubt ourselves so much. And so the ancient ones are just saying, be very mindful of your energy, family. Especially now, because we are not alone. There are spiritual beings, both of the reptilians and the angelic realm, the demons. There are zombies walking out there. And you don't want to be in the wrong vibration at the wrong mother freaking time, family. Thinking empty thoughts, negative thoughts about someone, and it puts you in a vibration, especially if you're in the Babylon cities. You don't want to be in that vibration. Because there's beings that are walking this earth right now. Before they were just in the fourth dimension, now they're manifested here. That feed on your pain, on your confusion, on your emotions, on your lack. They feed on all that confusion and they want you to stay there. There's an energetic frequency that people produce. It's called loosh. That's what the fourth dimensional beings, you know, feed on. And right now, family, the veil is literally gone. It was thinning, now it's gone. Like there are all kinds of beings all around us, family. And your greatest protection is your what your deepest reflection. Your deepest reflection is your greatest protection on a real note. What you're thinking about, what you're preoccupying yourself with is where your energy will propel you to. And that will determine whether you're still in Babylon, still in the New World Order, which they're rolling out as quickly as possible and failing miserably at it, or whether you will actually be into the new earth and initiated into the new earth. Because the initiation into the new earth is a very personal and individual experience, where your ancestral team, your spiritual guardians, come in and start to reveal to you the earth within this world. But you can disinherit yourself from that just by entertaining the wrong thoughts. So if there's anyone who makes you get into that negative spin, who makes you feel negative about them or negative about yourself or doubtful or just in a negative, who lowers your vibration, step away from them. Because they obviously aren't in the right vibration to be around you, and maybe you're not in the right vibration to be around them. And then note that trigger and work on that trigger. And you know, it's all about repentance. That word repentance, when I found out what it meant, that it didn't mean saying, oh, sorry, God, that I did this and I did that, but it actually means like changing this, changing your mind, that shifted everything for me. A lot of your problems would be solved by you just sitting quietly somewhere and reflecting on everything related to that problem and seeing it deeper into the spiritual synchronicities that surround that problem. But family, don't throw your energy around. There's some, as I was saying, there's some powerful spiritual beings who are walking around here with armies, who are walking around here with spiritual guardians from other dimensions. A lot of star seeds now, what they call star seeds, they've now reconnected with their star families. A lot of ancient ones have now awakened the ancient, you know, the ancient spirits. So people are not walking solo out here. So be very careful who you tune into, what kind of energy and thoughts you're sending them. Be mindful of your thoughts and make sure that at least the majority, if not 99.9% of what you're thinking, what you're meditating on, is positive or is moving you to that positivity, is either truthful, reflective, or positive. Don't forget, if you have any questions you'd like us to answer, you can always...
So how do you feel about that message? Does it resonate for you on... taking you to a higher level of journeying, especially the one about noting that trigger? Repentance is about being conscious of triggers and not blaming and shaming, but going inside and asking, why was I triggered? And how can I be more loving, compassionate, and wise about this journey? So let me go to the phones. We've got a couple of people with their hands raised, and I'd love to hear from you on how that message, that was all the way from Kenya, Africa. I love hearing from people in other lands other than the United States. I love this country, but every soul that we hear from, like Dr. Mumbi, is becoming one with us if they are teaching and preaching love and oneness. So let me open the mic to 312-848. Your mic is open. Welcome. Give us your name. Where are you calling from?
My name is Rashida Ali. I'm calling from Chicago.
Hi, Rashida. How are you today?
Oh, I'm blessed. Thank you very kindly for asking. I want to tell the sister that I've been in America all of my life. And yep. I've experienced a lot of trauma, but I have never, never, ever, since I've been in Chicago, heard a sister that was so spiritual and intellectual. Every time I told somebody about a trauma, they try to throw the guilt and the blame and more pain on me. But that sister just spoke about something that was very encouraging to me about the Babylon. And as she spoke about Babylon and repentance, it made me think of Chicago and self. Because, you know, I have been grieving about traumas. Not dying, I understand death, but killing and unsolved homicides in our community. And basically because I'm a victim, and I have to acknowledge that. And secondly, because of acknowledging just walking over bodies in front of my door. And when I got the car and all of that, so that stimulated more trauma. And everybody else was trying to make me just like escape from the reality of it. But this sister just motivated me just by saying the word Babylon and her spirituality. So I would like to commute or have some other conversations on your show or whatever way with her. And I want to commend her. Almighty God has blessed her with intellect, and that's rare. I run across a lot of educated people who are not really intellectuals, but she has that innate, and I think that's from God. So I would like to tell her thank you very kindly, because she really motivated me just with the few things she spoke on.
Well, thank you, sister. She's on YouTube. You go to YouTube, she's got tons. I've been listening to her for several years now. So just go to YouTube, and you can. She is extremely. I listened to her at midnight. Sometimes I would just turn her on at midnight. I was up, couldn't sleep, and I would just feel so blessed to be connected to someone all the way in Kenya, Africa. It's like we are so blessed. We were born for such a time as this. And Rashida, I want you to try and come out of victim mode, because there's this saying that says that things don't happen to us, but things happen for us. It's all for our growth. And you have been a wonderful testimony of strength and resilience to overcome all these things in Babylon. You stay in Babylon. You don't want to be a victim. You're a victor, and you're not experiencing things to you, but for you. So I hope that helps you. And thank you for your comment. That was very, very inspirational for us as well. 773-960, your mic is open. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning. This is Cooper James. Can you hear me?
Hey, Coopy.
Yeah, I met Dr. Mumby when she first started. I was sharing her videos and did some research on her. She went to Loyola University here in Chicago.
Really?
She's also a doctor. And you know what type of surgery she performs?
What kind?
Sex changes.
Oh, I haven't heard
of
that.
Okay, just do a little research. I did mine. I mentioned that to her. She got really mad with me. She works for the United Nations. Okay? United Nations is controlled by Babylon. And right now they're taking up, she gives nice videos and all that, and I understand. Babylon wants to control our spiritual life. And there's a lot of them out there. And they know, I know who they are.
Yeah.
She worked for the United Nations. That's why she has intel on all what's going on in Africa and all over the world. And you know what she's telling African people? Get out of the cities. Get out of the cities. Go to the countries. You ever heard her say that?
Oh, yeah. She's at the foot of Mount Kenya.
You know why? Because Babylon is taking over the cities. Because Babylon is taking over the cities here in America and all over. They want the cities. Okay? This is bigger than y'all think what's going on. I mean, yeah, she's learning and all that, but she tried to get in music. But she, when I found out she worked for the United Nations, I was like, she is an agent, provocateur, at its best.
Well, okay, so here's the thing, Kofi. Don't kill the messenger, but listen for the message. If you didn't get anything out of that message, move on to someone else. Don't listen to her.
Like I said, she performs sex changes, okay?
Well, that's something that
so
most
these,
of us...
These people are propping up. I mean, she says some nice things. The devil can say some nice things, okay?
Well,
but they're propping up. They're propping up, and they're trying to dictate and control a lot of things, okay?
Right. Okay.
So
we have to
be really careful. I like to expose things to you all.
Yeah,
okay?
I know.
Look at it from twice.
I'm going to go to the next caller because I understand what you're saying and doing, but you've been on this things about transgenders as well. And I appreciated all your information about trans. Started paying attention to some of the people I was looking at on YouTube, and I realized there's a lot of them out there. But like I said, don't kill the message. The messenger, you can kill the messenger. There have been a lot of that. But if you don't resonate with the message, move on. Most people have a history of doing. There's a lot of hidden things we're doing. But people are bringing messages to wake us up. Rashida was in.
Is that the real one
that
nobody want to take their
hands
out there
at 113? Okay, I don't know what, but I'm going to close their mic. Mama AZ, I'm going to go to you next. Mama AZ, your mic is open.
Greetings, Grand Risings family. Thank you for taking my call. Sister Rashida, you call me. Please get my number from Dr. V. And I appreciate, Dr. V, you playing that because I sent it out, Dr. Mumbai, yesterday or day before, that what you just played. I'm so grateful for you. Time is short. A lot of things you said is right on the money. I've been reaching out to you, Dr. V, and Dr. Lateef, to do a special metaphysical show, just some of the things that Dr. Mumbai talked about. This is serious. We don't have a lot of time. Brother Kufi, I hear what you're saying, and Dr. V, if it is correct, if it doesn't roll with your spirit, my dear brother, just let it roll off your back, oil yourself down, and keep on stroking. Everybody on this planet is not here for the same lessons their souls signed up for. That we're here for different reasons and different lessons. So thank us, Dr. V. Call me,
okay.
Sister Rashida. Thank us.
Yes.
Peace.
Shalom. And we'll open
okay.
one more time.
The benefit was rich. You traveled for free. Everybody else in the world pays for that.
Okay. Thank you all for joining in. I hope that everything you've heard today has been inspiring for you to find peace. And I want to leave with this, I believe this is the song that many of us need to be singing for this country. Not Star Spangled Banner and War. We need to be in love with the country that we live in. This is a beautiful, beautiful place to live. I want to just play a little bit of this, the beautiful. I was listening to this last night. But this is what we all should be appreciating. Not this Spangled Banner, Pledge Allegiance to War. And this is the song. And we should all be praying for this country, the people of this country, and that our Heavenly Father, Divine Energy, would dethrone the government of the United States and bring out the beauty of the land. The land is what's beautiful in this country. Turtle Island, as Carmen calls it. This is a beautiful place to live, and we are going to bring back peace in this land, when we renew our thinking and watch our words, as Dr. Mommy said, the message from her is watch your words. Every energy, this is about energy. You can't take that message away that we are all living in this very sensitive time where everything we do, think, say is going to affect us and maybe our neighbors. So let us be mindful of that, prayerful, and bring back the beauty of this country in the land, from the land to our hearts, to our minds. So share this message. I hope you'll share this message and continue to be the light. We need light now to pierce this darkness. There's a lot of corruption out there, but we are the light. We are the ones we've been waiting for. So let us move forward with power, might, and strength to overcome everything we can do. And if we support you, this year, 7 days a week, for two.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, xiexie. India, zanyaba. Japan, arigato. Korea, kamsahamnida. Russia, spasiba. Germany, danke. Poland, dziękuję. France, merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, jeret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
To all people.